time you have been lucky.
All the time to be here.
Why should you give up hope and become pessimistic?
Let the pessimism for the rest of the spirits that were with you that night. There is enough of them to divide it and they can have it there tonight.
That's the point. Do you remember? When we started this book, I told you about the way I understand Rumi. This master has been understood and misunderstood like any other master. And I explained to you the way I see it. I am a person with education and beliefs and strong points to make in scientific era. And I believe in reality. Pure reality. But at the same time, I believe in magic, because I cannot even imagine that the brain of a human being, one of the creatures on the earth, could cover everything in these 200 billion galaxies. I do not accept the totalitarian attitude of my intelligence. Because that's what it is. My intelligence wants to understand everything. I could even elude myself. We could understand everything. By this everything, there is a proportion to this, right? This everything, okay, maybe one day we understand whatever is in this on this earth or on our planetary system, solar system, or in the Milky Galaxy, even in this wall we are, but we know that there are other walls, there are other billions of galaxies parallel to us, somewhere else. Maybe the graviton goes from here to there, so maybe one day we communicate with them. Then, even with the notion of universe like this, I'm supposed to think like the people who lived at the time of Newton? The guy believed that we are living on a plate with lots of glassy toppings, nine of them, with all the stars being pinned on them. And the universe had an edge. And the center of the universe was?
Earth.
And you know the joke? The joke is from Mullah Nasruddin. Somebody asked him, where is the center of the earth? He said, that nail over there that I tied my donkey to it. How do you know? This is measuring tape. Go and measure. Check it for yourself. That illusion is over. We know the universe is too complicated. And we know even that element of chance, which nobody liked it, especially mathematician. You know who hated it the most? Oh, remember, this is a fun one of science. Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein, at the last moment of his life, when the string theory was forthcoming somehow, said, I don't believe God will play the dice. He couldn't believe that there could be a level of existence which is chaos. Nowadays we know there is. So we know element of chance is elementary, is quite obvious. To us, we count on that. Living creatures should hope for something. Try the best and hope for the best. These two are combined. You cannot divide them. So, success, goodness. Goodness comes from your effort. You have to try to be your best to produce the goodness. You remember? You have to produce it. We talked about this, didn't we? If you didn't, let's go back and start again. Because we all talk about one simple thing here. The source of happiness
is beauty. And beauty is there. So you have to acquire the taste and be creative in it, because we are creators of beauty. Remember that statue of David shows everything. Man-made beauty. This is what we are here for. This is the comparison between the creator and our creativity. It's about beauty. And beauty depends, ask all the artists, they will tell you, it depends. First of all, you have to make your best effort. If you have a coffee break, you're not a good artist. They will really put their energy, their life and everything in it, right? And when you ask them, how does it happen? They say, there is this moment of clarification, something happens somewhere, something comes in me. I got lucky. We call it inspiration, things like that. You see, so it's both of them together. If you are a lazy artist, you don't work, you will lose it. You have to put your effort in it. So this combination, when you want to think about the success, know that success comes from a combination. It comes from that invisible help, chance, let's call it. I don't mind that. And your best effort. Yes.
If you are an elephant and your foe fled from you, loathed retribution came upon you, birds and flocks. If any poor man on earth beg for mercy, a loud tumult falls on the host of heaven.
What did he need to remind us again, some another Quranic verse? We know the style of Rumi. He will give you the references, go there and read it, right? He made a very fantastic reference to one surah of Quran, which is the surah of elephant. It's a very long story. It's the story of a guy who will become jealous of Kaaba. And he say, oh, that little box over there, I'll make another one here. And we build up a wooden box. It gets fire somehow. Then we think, he ruined my cube. Okay, I will ruin his cube. And he starts to go there with a lot of elephants. Like, okay. He will go to ruin it. What will happen? Some very teeny small birds, they will arrive and they will drop stone. And these elephants, وَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ, will transfer them like the chewed and swallowed grass herb. That's what it means. This is how they will be crushed. A very bizarre story, right? Poetically, it's very beautiful. Lovely, I promise you that. Ask it. The story is told very beautifully. Why? What does that mean? I don't mind the book being called the Holy Book by a messenger, the Word of God, or even an intelligent fellow making it up. Why this story? Yes. Exactly the meaning that we're following here, right? That it's not the physical power, it's something else. And amazingly, in Quranic verse, what is the winning power? Do you remember I said in book one, Rumi, we talk about the earthly animals? Means the animalistic existence of us. In book two, he starts to think about thinking, thoughts. Over there, every actor is a bird, because thinking is flying somehow.